In his message for World Day of the Sick, Pope Benedict XVI says that seeking new and effective ways to alleviate suffering is a valid quest, but suffering nevertheless remains a fundamental fact of human life. A fact that often modern society wishes to ignore or push to the sidelines. Very few people concern themselves about the ill or illness itself until it strikes home, themselves or their family.
Da 14 anni, l'11 febbraio,
that is why 14 years ago the Catholic Church decided to put suffering center stage, creating a day for the sick of the world to be remembered, February the 11th, the feast day that marks the first apparition of Our Lady to Bernadette in a grotto at the foothills of the French Pyrenees. That grotto was in Lourdes, where healing waters and prayer still today give solace to the thousands. Many of the congregation filling St. Peter's Basilica Saturday evening are intimately familiar with suffering. They are the ill and infirm from the city's hospitals and hospices. Speaking to them, the Holy Father reminded them of the words of Christ in St. Matthew's Gospel. Come to me, all of you who are tired and oppressed, and I will restore you. This year the theme is mental illness. It was chosen by the Australian Church. Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide tells us why.
Look, people, I think, feel that somehow or other having a mental health problem means that there's something morally wrong with you, or it isn't the way things ought to be. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth.
Saturday morning in Adelaide, Papal Envoy and President of the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Healthcare, Cardinal Javier Lozano Barragán, celebrated a Mass to mark the occasion.
You know, about 450 million people are affected of this illness.
Reflecting on this year's theme, Mental Health and Human Dignity, Pope Benedict called on modern society to realize that the human person is integrally body, mind, and spirit.
La tenerezza di Dio per I sofferenti.
And that while each element must be distinguished in care, they can never be wholly separated.